Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Oh, well, now I am. Good morning. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, right here on Free Fire Radio. Time is 7:06 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Linda is under the weather today. She's got a sinus attack from all of the allergies going by like you cannot believe, but good morning. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
So what happened there? You didn't have me turned up?
I did not. I was slow on that one.
Oh, well, people are slow in the battlefield. Don't make it all the way across. Anyway, just a thought. Today in our weather, good morning. Today we are going to have with us on our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rebounding after a two-day slump. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 93 points at 16,369. The S&P 500 is up 11 points at 1869. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 40 points at 4,267. Active stocks this morning, Walgreens up $2.73 at $67.04. ExxonMobil positive 73 cents at $95.37. CSX up 47 cents at $29.16. For local stocks of interest, AT&T up a penny at $34.47. Pacific Gas and Electric positive 8 cents at $44.81. And PepsiCo up 28 cents at $82.17. Treasury prices are lower. The 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.75 and the 30-year bond 3.60. For commodities, gold is up $4 an ounce at $1,315. Silver up 3 pennies at $20. Crude oil off 6 cents at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning telling us what's happening down in Wall Street. You know, you want people there that can talk to you about annuities, can talk to you about margins, you know, even though that margins aren't a great thing. How about your retirement? They study it. They go to school. They have lots of experience in it. Great relationships you have with the people at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. And, or, you know, stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are. Our weather today looks like we're going to have rain with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. High near 59 today. Calm winds becoming south around 5 p.m. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possibly and thunderstorms. Today and tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, then showers after 11 p.m. Chance of precipitation is 100% today. Wednesday, showers with thunderstorms. Chance of precipitation again. Rain, 100%. Wednesday, showers likely. Thursday, showers likely. Thursday night, they're likely. It's gone down from 100% to 70 or 60%. Saturday, rain and a chance of rain Saturday night. So it looks like we're going to get a lot of rain. They're looking at a lot of snow up in higher elevations, too. We need to build the snowpack up. Anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793 is their phone number. A locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Well, you know, last night, though, when Linda was having it was just going through a sinus attack like you can't believe. I hate to say this, but I'd wake up and then I'd go right back to sleep. and going back to sleep is a big part of my life at night. When I can do, you know, when we get to bed, you want to go to sleep. My sleep number setting is 35. And my partner's is a 40. So we have a great night's sleep on our sleep number bed. And, you know, it's clinically proven and, to help back pain, improve sleep quality. It's the, Consumer Reports bed of the year. What can I say? Exclusive dual layer technology. Right now, you can save $400, the lowest price ever on this popular sleep bed, P5. They're located, Sleep Number store is located in the, Target Shopping Center. Head on over there and see Brian or Janice. Or give them a call, 223-2300. Okay. Things that are happening in our world today is a Malaysian airliner. We saw that yesterday, flight 170. It's been announced is that it is officially lost, that the Malaysian government said it was crashed into the Indian Ocean, 239 souls aboard gone. The way they did it was kind of unusual. They tweeted it out to everybody or texted it out to everybody, which, you know, kind of went over strangely at your finding out about your loved ones over somebody tweeted you or texted you. This is something that they're still trying to figure out. Are they ever going to figure out really what happened here? Not unless they find the plane, I think, or, you know, you can come up, unless there's a smoking gun someplace. Now they're saying is that the pilot called a woman before he left. Oh, okay. That's an interesting thing. That's me, guys. I'm sorry. I was moving over to another story and it just turns on an ad there when you start hearing those little noises in the background. But I don't think you're ever going to find out what happened to the Malaysian Flight 170 unless there's a smoking gun comes out from some kind of, you know, off the internet or something like that. Simpson University. You know, we talk about our athletic teams, you know, and Enterprise went and played for the state championship in football. But, Simpson University, you know, they had some, you know, they just had, you know, some blogs being written about their sports teams over there. But let's talk about their women's softball team. They had a 19 straight win, streak going there. They rated 21st in the nation by the NAIA poll. That's the conference they're in. And, you know, a ranked sports team right here in Reading. And they play good softball. And they've played good softball for a long time. They lost out in the regionals last year, but they're all fired up for this year. And, you know, it would not be a miracle. It wouldn't even be a great big jump for them to get into the finals. So hello and hooray for the Simpson University women's softball team. And this is for Bob. You know, if everybody knows Bad Bob loves boats. And Bad Bob, yesterday, you know, I was on the internet and researching things for shows. And I found where the baby boomers have dropped out and they're buying yachts by the hundreds of thousands. Baby boomers are buying yachts. Yeah, I know. There goes the price goes straight up. Are buying yachts. So, and they are literally, you know, that's how they're doing their retirement. And as, you know, as during the interviews with them, I say, well, look, if we want to be here, we sail over to there or motor over to there, probably mainly sailing. And they can, you know, then they can hang out there for, a month or 2 months and live cheaper. They don't have to be anywhere where they don't want to be. They can avoid the storms by just being, you know, halfway smart. With all electronics of today, being able to go for longer passages are a lot easier than they were when you actually had to know how to sail and know how to use a sextant and all these things. And, even though you should still be able to do that, to use manual methods of finding out where you are in case everything goes down. But it was amazing about how many, they're saying millions, but they have no idea how many because how do you count them? How do you count them? It's not like, okay, everybody lives on a boat, call in today. I found that really interesting. The last thing is, I tell you what, we're going to take a break because we've got a lot of people coming in today and and we're coming in for, you know, big celebrations are happening. A big veterans meetings are happening. We're going to be talking about that as soon as we get back from this break. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
The catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Hughescraft Sportsman Fishing Boat from Harrison's Marine of Reading. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play the Fishing Boat Frenzy Swipe to Win for your chance to win a brand new Hughescraft Sportsman Fishing Boat.
Wow.
Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled family boat. So, get hooked.
Get hooked.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Swipe for your chance to win prizes and free slot play. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Drawings for free slot play on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Love to fish but don't have a rod and reel? Well, that's included in the Fish and Boat Frenzy Swipe to Win promotion.
All yours.
Final drawing Thursday, March 27th at 7 p.m. for a new Hughescraft Sportsman Fishing Boat. For details, log on to windriver.com.
It's better.
It just got better on the river.
On the river.
'Cause you got a new boat, baby.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda. Linda's got a sinus attack. Looks like the hay fever or the allergies from all the things that are pollinating in the world today have gotten to her. It is 7:19 today. The time is 7:19. Temperature's 50 degrees. It's going to be raining today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Don't replace your windshield to explore all your options when you get your windshield repaired at Crackmaster. They guarantee the damage to your glass will not continue to grow or your money back. He fixed a, whether it's a little chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and you still can't see it. It's great. Located at 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm sitting here today with Debbie Sprague and Kenneth Marshall and Beth Nervo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why are we here?
Good morning.
And we're here because there's going to be an event tomorrow.
Yes.
In Red Bluff, a veterans event. So, whoever wants to go first.
I guess I'll start.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl. So nice to be on with you this morning.
I'm glad you're here.
So we're here to talk about the first annual Tehama County Veterans Expo.
Okay.
Which is happening tomorrow evening.
From 5 to 8.
Okay.
At the Veterans Hall in Red Bluff. It's on Oak Street, I believe. We're going to have lots of different services for veterans there. And the idea is that it's kind of like a community forum where people in the community can come and see what services are available for veterans and hear speakers like Debbie talk about things like PTSD. And there are going to be, there's going to be a panel of other speakers ranging from medical and mental health, homeless and housing, women and family to employment issues. And it's been formed by, or been made possible by a new group called the Tehama County Veterans Collaborative. And basically it's a bunch of concerned citizens and from different agencies and from their own selves wanting to get together to let the community know what services are available for veterans and how we can help our veterans.
Okay, well, that's a, I mean, I'm glad to hear that something's going on like that. And with this first collaborative you have going here, it will be, do you, how many, have you reached out to everybody? How many people do you expect there?
We expect several hundred people there. There's free pizza, so there's going to be a lot of people.
Well, Red Bluff, that's not that far away. We can make it there. Free pizza. Yay. Okay. And, all right. Beth.
Yes, I wanted to make mention, not only along with Debbie, who will be speaking about PTSD, we also have Peter Cameron coming up from Santa Rosa. He is the executive director for the nonprofit, formerly known as Vietnam Veterans of California, now Veterans Resource Centers of America. And he is a huge proponent at our agency is of Proposition 41 that will be on the ballot this June. That is a proposition that is working towards ending homelessness here in the state of California. If it is passed by the voters, we expect it to be a model for the rest of the country. And what we are doing is asking the voters to take some money that's already been allocated for housing for veterans and reclassify it because it's currently money that's only available to purchase a home. And there aren't that many veterans that are in that position. So what we'd like to do is reallocate the funding so that agencies, nonprofit agencies who provided veteran services in the past will then build with this money permanent affordable housing for veterans, transitional housing for veterans, and truly begin to make a dent. So the nice thing is it's not creating any new bond money. This is bond money that's already been approved. And we're just asking that we reallocate it so we can do more for the veterans. So Peter was very instrumental in working with, can't remember his name, in Sacramento to get the wording properly done on this, take the assembly bill and move it forward to a proposition. And he is probably the best versed on the details of it. And I think this is going to be important for people to come to and listen to because when I went onto a conference call regarding Proposition 41, they're doing town hall meetings all throughout Southern California, all the way up to Sacramento. There's nothing happening up here, and so people need to make an effort to get themselves informed.
Is this money that's there is to help veterans buy homes?
Well, that money will still be set aside. There'll still be money available for them to buy homes. But for those who can't and still need housing, they need housing for their families.
So this would be like, this is, if there, I don't know how much is set aside here, $500 million. I'm just $100 million. So they're using $10 million of it is being used every year, and $90 million is not. Is that kind of, is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly. It's sitting there in the pot. So
okay. I see that. I would just hate to take away all of this for people that are trying, you know, need help buying homes that have got jobs and all that. So this, then the property is bought. Who maintains the property?
So these will be programs that these agencies will run, just as we've done for over 42 years. We've done transitional housing and some permanent housing. And so the beautiful part is then that means the veteran will also receive supportive services. There'll be case management involved. There'll be referrals into the community in terms of other services, help with jobs, referring them back to EDD to help them stabilize their housing and get their feet on the ground and lead a much more rewarding life.
Now this sounds like a full show that we need to talk about here on this and how we can help with that. And so the land then is bought and the property is built, and then the people have to pass a certain a certain level to get into them, of course.
The and different
all
agencies.
And they all have to be veterans, right?
Yes.
With 214s.
Yes. The different agencies that will be providing transitional housing will be responsible for the land and the property and the house, but they'll run a program, like Beth said, where the veterans are case managed. They have support from every different angle, and the idea is to bring them up to the point where they can get out on their own and perhaps buy a house of their own and use some of that other money.
Help them find jobs and all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. That sounds real interesting. We'll have to We'll have to have the gentleman on and talk about this proposition since, as you said, we haven't heard much about it up here. Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed, who is Elizabeth Dole. What are you, a fellow?
A fellow.
You're a fellow. No, you're not a fellow, but okay. I understand. A fellow of the Elizabeth Dole, and that's a big thing.
It is. I'm really excited. 2 weeks from today, I'm heading to Washington, D.C.
In case you don't know what that is, Elizabeth Dole has a foundation that it's for women who've made a huge contribution to our society. And Debbie Sprague of Redding, California is one of them. And you're going to be appointed, right? And you're going to have breakfast with the Obamas or something?
Well, that's what we're hoping. They haven't given us the official itinerary of what happens at the White House, but...
So are you going to ask the question, say, Michelle, you know how many people we could help on that, you know, by all that money you spent on China?
Carl, you're giving me a list.
That's right. I've got two or three more in there, too.
You gave me a few things last time I was on to tell President Obama about, but...
Yeah, just some questions, just to see what he says while he's nodding his head and smiling and going, get her off the stage. Anyway, this is great, and this is a huge honor for you, and you deserve it. If anybody deserves it, Debbie Sprague does. And all the work you've done with veterans with post-traumatic stress and families who are suffering from, because if one of us has post-traumatic stress, we all have post-traumatic stress, which is essentially what it is.
By association.
Right. Yeah, by association. Yeah, we all get together and we share it. Down in Rocky Mountain, Red Bluff tomorrow. And what time does it start?
From 5 to 8 p.m.
5 to 8 p.m. at the?
At the Veterans Hall on Oak Street in Red Bluff.
And all veterans and families are invited.
Everybody's invited.
Free pizza.
Yep.
And it's important to note that the first hour and a half will actually be sort of a mingling opportunity. Everyone there representing services will be there available to speak. We'll actually have local candidates that are running for office. So you don't have to get there right at 5 o'clock, which is great. You can kind of drop in, and then program actually starts at 6:30 where we have the speakers starting.
Now, and tell me again real quick, the types of services that are going to be there.
Housing, mental health, the Chico Vet Center for PTSD is going to be there. The Employment Development Department, Social Security, all the different agencies that a veteran might need to help him get on his feet.
Yep. We also have the VA home will be there and be represented as well. And so I know there's always lots of questions, and sometimes it's hard to get up to Reading to find out what's going
home,
on.
We've had Gary Moore's been on several times.
Yeah, he's going to be there.
It's amazing when I talk to Gary about the hoops people have to jump through. But he's there helping everybody.
That's right.
The hoops to jump, through to get into the home and fill out all the paperwork and applying for jobs there too. And because there's really good jobs there and trying to find the people. So, okay. Debbie Sprague and Kevin Marshall and Beth Nerval, thank you so much for being with us today. And next time, if you don't hear back from me in a day or two, Debbie, because I try to get back to you, give me a call or send Randy over to threaten me, and we can push this out a little bit further. And Beth, if you could do me a favor, and when you leave today, is leave me the number of the gentleman for the Prop 41, so I can have him on too, so we can talk a little bit about that, give that a little more sunshine up here in the North State. All right,
definitely.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl on the bot, KCNR 1460. It's 50 degrees out there, and the time is 7:29, March the 25th, 2014.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and it's 50 degrees out there, and it's going to rain today. Thank goodness. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you, classes on health, diet. They've got raw, organic food, anything you can possibly imagine that's healthy for you at Orchard Nutrition in Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy, healthy lifestyle. And as we continue on with our short series here on investments and our friends from our Wells Fargo Advisors, today is Kathy Lathrop Cummings is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know what? The thing is that, you know, when, and this is, I guess I'm just selfish. I guess I could put it that way. Is that I listen to y'all and you say things and I wonder, what's that mean? Or, why, you know, I mean, is that, you know, I mean, how do they know that and all those kind of things? And, you know, well, the, you know, the stock market is this, the oil is this, you know, gold is here and you mentioned the stocks and the Dows are going up and all these things. And I'm thinking, well, you know, frankly, I'd like to learn more about it. And I think a lot of people would, maybe a lot of people more know about it than I do, but I've been able to ask questions. And if you have questions out there, my friends, 605-4567. We're recording this portion of it. Okay. And to be able to ask questions to somebody that actually knows what they're doing. And so that's why we have you all on here and we get to meet everybody that we talk to every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool.
That is cool. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Kathy.
A little bit about Kathy. Well, my husband and I live in Reading. We've been married 12 years. And I started in the financial services industry in, 1996, I guess. Seems like 100 years ago, but not quite. And I started with another firm and moved to A.G. Edwards in 2001, right after 9/11. Kind of didn't like being alone, independent in my own office, and decided
to
be with
lonely?
Other people.
Does it get lonely there?
You know, it could. It could. When you're all by yourself and you're dealing with this national tragedy And how, what do you tell people? How does that impact the future? And what does that mean for their financial life? So that kind of made me make the jump. I was thinking about it before that, but that was the big jump impetus at that point in time. And it's been a good decision. I moved to A.G. Edwards in October of 2001. And then, of course, we've gone through the transition of having Wachovia buy A.G. Edwards and then Wells Fargo buy out Wachovia. And at this point in time, we're all at the same desk. We answer the same phone. We do the same job and work with the same clients. But that was quite a transition to get through over those hard years of 2008. At the same time, helping our clients through those difficult years of 2008 was quite a challenge as well, because we're dealing with one of the biggest financial crises we've ever seen. And how do we manage that?
Is the financial crisis over? Can I ask that?
I think that particular financial crisis is over, to be honest. As you look at what caused that financial crisis was the housing collapse and the overvaluation of housing and banks lending money without value, you know, without having the income to repay those costs that they were borrowing. So I think that issue has been mostly addressed economically. Now, one of the interesting things, and when you talked about the stock market going up and what does that mean, it's all relative. So to you, if the stock market goes up today, that might be good news. That might be bad news to somebody who sold yesterday. So it's all relative to where you're at in the experience.
I just saw today that the home sales for Shasta County went down for the mm-hmm. second time. Mm-hmm. It's lower than it was last year, and for the second quarter in a row, it's gone down. Mm-hmm. Impact on people, or is it still leveling? It seems to me still be leveling out. When I hear things like, well, foreclosures are down, I keep thinking, well, what's left? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, because so many were foreclosed on for those 2 or 3 years in there.
Well, and that number you don't have, again, any relevance to, because where's the number of houses that the banks are still sitting on. We don't know those numbers either. So,
oh, that's right. They have houses out there that may be empty and they just mm-hmm. haven't put them on the market for one reason or because they can't sell them.
Right. Maybe. There's one in my neighborhood that has been vacant at least 4 years and nothing's happened in it. It's never been listed for sale, just completely vacant. We're pretty sure it was probably a repossession, but it's just sitting there. So how much inventory is out there that's like that?
I need to talk to Kurt about mm-hmm. that because he's all over on that one.
Right.
So, okay. Now, so this is where Kathy came from and mm-hmm. but we wanted to talk about today. Each week we talk about something a little bit different. We wanted to talk about mistakes mm-hmm. that people make mm-hmm. and, that their brokers and their advisors can help with, mm-hmm. I assume, because with, you know, in the advent of all these, you can just get online and make trades. I frankly don't understand how people, I guess mm-hmm. there's some people that can do that, but most people I think can't.
I make the relationship to that to AutoZone, Jiffy Lube, and Taylor Motors. All three of them have a place in changing oil for people. And it's just how much work you want to do to get the job done. So there's relevance to every marketplace out there. You know, if you want to be an online trader, there's a great way to do that. If you want to have full service advice, which is what we offer, we're a good option for that alternative. So it's really just what your needs are and what your goals are. So thinking about common mistakes that I've seen over my career, one that's for some reason in my mind lately, I read an article about it the other day, I guess that's probably why, is people having too much money in their company. So think about the fact that you work for a major corporation, and we all trust that our company isn't going to go anywhere, so we decide, all right, we'll buy some money and buy stocks in our 401k, and we'll heavily weight our 401k all in our company stock. Well, then the stock starts going down, and I lose my job, and the stock keeps going down, and I have no job, and I need to get to my retirement assets to maybe transition myself during that period of time, and I have less value. So that's probably, that is a big mistake, to overweight your position in your retirement plan. A good financial planning rule of thumb for any stock, whether it's your employer or any other individual company that you choose to own, is not having more than 7% of your net worth in any one company. So that's a rule that we look at very, very carefully for people and want to make sure that they're aware of and can keep focus, because it's real easy to go, gosh, this stock is doing great. It's up X% this year, and this is the best thing in my portfolio, so let's buy more. But you really need to be cognizant of that, because if you get more than 7%, you get up to 10, 15, 20%, that company can have bad news overnight, which will drop it 20, 30, 40, 50%, and now you're down significantly. So it's that balance that is really, really important.
The airliner can disappear.
The airliner can disappear. That's and apparently just, true.
And the CEO was on the airliner. So
I hate
to say that, but that's what we're talking about. Something that this company's doing great. It's been paying me back 15%. So I want to put 25% of my money in it, and boom, overnight it goes from 15% to one.
And it's never what we expect that brings the stock down.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. When people, because I see things, I thought, oh, there goes the stock market, and no, the stock market just explodes the next day, which shows you why I'm not investing. Like when the Crimea, mm-hmm. I think is a good example. It's the biggest mm-hmm. one from lately, mm-hmm. Ukraine and Crimea, and I think the stock market lost a little bit, but then.
The next day it came right back.
It came right back. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are things that are there things out there that you look at, because that's what you do, is on the horizon, or you mm-hmm. see things like that. So how do you keep your investors from getting antsy?
The best way to keep investors from getting reactive to day-to-day news is to keep them properly balanced. And that's another common mistake. You get people who are too trusting in one market. Back in 1999, when stocks were just going crazy and dot-coms were coming out and making no money and just exploding, you had
and
books.
And producing nothing, right?
Right, exactly. And there were these books that said, why would you ever buy a bond? Because stocks will make an average of, 10% per year historically. So why ever own a stock? Or why ever own a bond? Well, there's still some reasons, and those reasons are when stocks drop dramatically in value, you have a place to go that typically has not dropped in value, and you also need to have a proper amount of cash in your portfolio. So if you've balanced your portfolio well, you can let the day-to-day impacts happen without having to frighten yourself about, oh my gosh, we're going to go to war, or oh my gosh, the president just got killed, or oh my gosh, whatever, fill in a blank. Federal Reserve Chairman just sneezed. Oh my gosh, that makes the market go down sometimes. it seems that way, doesn't it?
Well, when the Federal Reserve Chairman talks about, we're not going to, we're not going to print as much money this month? Mm-hmm. That has a severe impact.
Because
people seem to really get excited about that one.
Right. And every time the Federal Reserve person speaks, that has a big impact because they're setting policy that will change the ability for corporations to have as much profit.
Okay, let's go back to the stocks and bonds and, mm-hmm. and cash.
And ratios, yep.
And, okay, so, the bonds are – what kind of bonds are we talking about?
Well, let's define what a bond is, because it sounds like this great big
idea.
Huge term that nobody has any clue.
I know that we end up passing these bond issues that we owe millions of dollars on, and I'm never quite sure why.
Right. And all a bond means is someone is borrowing money.
Oh.
While they borrow money, they pay you an interest rate. And at some point in time in the future, your money and maybe the interest collectively will be returned to you, or maybe you'll receive the interest along the line. But in the quickest, easiest way to understand a bond, it's just lending money. Now, the joke I like to tell is it's safer than lending money to anyone in my family. Not my husband's family. I just want to clarify.
Now, bonds like municipal bonds, those are really stable, depending on the municipal entities, right?
Right. When I started in industry, you could always say municipal bond is secure. You don't have to worry about it. But the 2008 crisis showed us that that is not true, and you do have to still have a proper balance of how much money is in what type of municipality, and then you have to look at all the factors of that municipality and what are their debts and what other obligations do they have. So it's not just blanket anymore that you can say municipal bond is secure, but in historical terms, it is one of the most secure types of investments.
What other kind of bonds are there?
There are corporate bonds where you lend money to a corporation. So General Electric, McDonald's, Pepsi, those large corporations, they can borrow money directly from the public cheaper than what they can go to the bank and borrow money at. You can also lend money in form of a preferred stock, which is similar to a bond in the fact of how it operates. It borrows money, pays a guaranteed interest rate, typically, sometimes a variable interest rate in a preferred stock. But at the end of the day, its credit return is higher in the scale. So what I mean by that is if a corporation goes bankrupt, such as General Motors did, the preferred stock comes behind corporate bonds in the form of repayment. So they will get paid later than the corporate bond owners will. Okay. And that's an important structure to understand is what's my security, what's the level of repayment
who gets
that
paid
I could
first?
Get paid. Yeah.
It's like taking first and second mortgages and all those things.
Okay. Right. Accounts receivable gets paid first. Second is the secured bondholders, unsecured bondholders, preferred stocks, and then finally common stock owners.
Hmm. Accounts receivable gets paid first, huh? Perhaps we should send that letter out to all of our anyway. Hey, our guest is Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors. We're talking about mistakes people make. Plus, we're just getting into just general definitions, mm-hmm. which is very, very helpful. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 7:46 in the morning. 50 degrees. It's going to rain out there today. We're going to have our first day of rain for the next 5 days of rain. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got allergies attacks this morning, and it's been going on for like 3 days. It probably didn't help us running around all day Sunday out there on the golf course. But The time is 7:50, 7:49, 50 degrees out there. Phone lines here 605-4567, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750, Estate Jewelry, which is just absolutely beautiful. Plus, of course, Loose Stones, and Leonard and company there and his associates will give you the best prices in town. Buying gold, selling gold, all of it, the whole enchilada, plus the only trained watch repairman in the city of Reading. All at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. My guest is Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors, and we were talking about mistakes, but we're also giving, mistakes people make investing, not just our mistakes, which we probably made a few in our lives, but also the, also terminology in this. Other mistakes that people make sometimes. I know that one of the things we talked about is you have to keep people leveled out, make sure that they're diversified, if that's the right word, so that they don't get hammered on one side or the other. I think relationships, too, is important when you're having with people. But what are other mistakes that people can make?
Well, I'm glad you brought up relationships because it takes me in two directions. The first one is one of the things I always want to make sure I review with my clients is who have they named as their beneficiaries, because that's a common, easily forgotten choice. And you might make it 15 years ago. My husband and I, as I mentioned, were married 12 years ago. So if I had an old IRA I'd never looked at, I might still have my sister named as my beneficiary. The fact that I got married does not change that beneficiary clause. So if you want it now to be your spouse, you have to make that an action and correct that in your designation. And beneficiary clauses apply to IRA accounts, retirement plan accounts, life insurance, all of those, once you put it in writing, it's final. There's nothing that changes it other than you making an action. So it's really important to review those periodically and make sure they're currently up to date. The common mistake I see with senior people that they do with their IRA beneficiaries is they'll have three kids and they'll go, oh, just name my oldest child because they'll take care of everything. Well, they may not. Or more importantly, what you really need to realize is there are tax reasons that you want to name each individual child and not just leave it to one child. If you leave your entire IRA balance to one child and you've got $100,000 in your IRA, they would have to take that out and distribute it to their siblings, so they're paying taxes on the full $100,000. You divide it and name each child individually, their tax liability, if they took it all out, would only be based on the $33,000 each would individually receive. So I think that's a real important issue that a lot of people easily overlook or just make a mistake thinking, oh, I'll just have this one child take care of everything because they're my executor. That is not how beneficiary clauses work. So it's really important to check that.
Changes in tax laws this year that could have big impacts on people in stocks?
In stocks,
their investments, I should say.
Yeah, so far we haven't seen any implemented tax changes yet this year. IRAs, there is one that hasn't been approved yet that could have some impact, and that is that if you are over age 70 and a half, you were allowed last year and in prior years to do a charitable contribution directly from your IRA and not have to pay taxes on the distribution, but yet it would also still qualify as your required minimum distribution. That law has not been approved yet for this year, and that would be beneficial for those who wish to do charitable giving, beneficial to the government if they don't renew it.
Well, of course it would be. Anything that's beneficial to the government, and you think, what about the, is the death tax, did that go up, or are you really involved in that at all?
Not really. It's not our expertise by any means. Anything we say tax related, you always want to confirm with your tax preparer and make sure. But current taxation levels for estate taxes are at $5 million. So if you die with an estate of greater than $5 million, and you're the last survivor, so your spouse has already passed away, then you would have to address that issue, or your heirs would have to address that
issue. Okay, and it's the amount over $5 million then?
It's the amount over $5
million. So $5 million and below, no.
Right.
Okay. Right. I don't think I have to worry about that one, right? As of today, but then again, I think they're drawing the big lotto again tonight, so I could be right up there again.
You know, that's good. There's one way to get wealth.
Yeah, I bet that really, you know, yeah, Kathy, part of my investment strategy is a latte.
I have a friend who's a cartoonist, and he draws really good cartoons. He's very well known. Uh-huh. And one of his cartoons one time was, it was a financial advisor's office, and he said, "You told me you wanted to be aggressive, so I took your entire net worth and put it in lottery tickets."
You know, I don't know if you ever read that about the couple who sold their house and took all everything. It was $150,000. And put it into the lotto.
And didn't win, of course.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if they won like 50,000 or, you know what? It's one of those things that you see in passing and you never can, you know, you can never catch it again, but that's what they did. I mean, they, because it was a huge lotto and they thought, well, you know, this gives us a better chance, but I'm thinking this is just me, but I can't help but think if there's 400 and something million dollars in a lotto, there's got to be a way of that ball falls down a certain way.
My philosophy is I'm meant to win. One ticket will do it.
There you go. It only takes one swing, right?
That's right.
Okay. A couple other mistakes that are, we got like 4 minutes left here. So,
well, let's go back to relationships because I said that could take me two ways. And the other way I worry a lot about clients for is the impact of making the wrong relationships. And we see this constantly. Yeah. We've seen national news with Bernie Madoff scamming people. But be aware and be cognizant and do your fact checking about who you're working with, whether it's a broker who's fully licensed or whether it's somebody who's just telling you stuff. You just need to be careful. Some of the greatest risk people in your life are your family, because that's where more financial scams happen and more financial abuse happens within family members. But beyond that, if you are choosing to work with a professional, look at their information. Go to FINRA.org and the California Department of Insurance and look at their records. Look at what track record they have.
Because if people have complaints or something, would that be in there someplace?
That's where it shows up.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this, Kathy. You say you've been doing business with somebody for years. Mm-hmm. And should you always be you can always go back and be alert about things because my in-laws, they did business with this one guy for years, and all of a sudden it was just everything started coming apart, and he became very unresponsive and all this, and I know they stayed with him and lost a great deal of money. I mean, but you've got, when it gets right down to it, you've got to be taking care of yourself, but your relation, that goes back to your relationship there, that it's got to be something that you're an ongoing relationship.
And I think you're wise to give that advice. Look at what changes in the relationship, because if all of a sudden someone is unresponsive, how does that person take care of your needs? You need to know that they're still available to you. And that's very, very important. I think responsiveness is a big consideration in who you look at. I like to tell the story when I'm interviewing or being interviewed by a new client that what they're really trying to determine from me, because anybody can pick a mutual fund, anybody can pick a stock, what they really want to know from me is, can I communicate with you when it's hard to have a conversation? Because it will be hard to have conversations. They're not all easy conversations forever. So what we want to know is, can that communication level occur without disruption? Can you manage to get through the conversation?
Because there can be some tough things being said there. I mean, and a lot of people don't even like to talk about it. You know, but they don't like to talk about it, and so I'm uncomfortable talking about this and all that.
Well, and that's where that family relationship can be positive and negative too,
True.
But it is important to have a family member involved in that to some degree.
Now, frankly, I find it probably easier for me if I'm talking to a professional. I can be sitting there talking to a doctor and tell them a lot more than I ever would want other people to know. But I think it's the same thing with a financial, whoever I choose for my financial expert there, I feel like I should be able to talk to them in a completely different atmosphere.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean social.
And direct and honest.
There you go.
And being able to.
And we don't have to go have a beer afterwards. I don't really care.
Right.
As long as they're doing what they're supposed to.
That's
okay.
Exactly right. Yep.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, Wells Fargo Advisors. How do people get a hold of you directly?
Well, directly, we all have the same phone number. We have a common central answering system, and our telephone number is 243-7561. You can go on to our website, wellsfargoadvisors.com, and locate an investor that way, an advisor that way. You can stop in our offices. We're at 2705 Park Marina Drive, right in Reading. As typical to Reading, we're directly across from the old Montgomery Ward building. And what I mean by that is everything's related to where something used to be. Or currently directly across from the current Social Security Administration office. But we're right here in town. We love working with our clients. We're very fortunate. We've got had the opportunity to build great relationships over the years that we've been in town. So
super. Well, thank you so much for being on.
And thanks for having us. We truly appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I just enjoy every time one of you all are on for this series here, and maybe we can even continue this somehow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, at 8 o'clock after the news, we're going to have Sam Prentice from Gun Owners of California. So stay tuned. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll
the news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston at the U.S. Supreme Court, where arguments are being heard this hour in two religious liberty cases challenging President Obama's health care law. The Christian owners of Hobby Lobby craft stores and a small woodworking company in Pennsylvania object to the law's requirement that they provide birth control for employees. They say the mandate violates their religious beliefs because certain birth control methods can end life after conception. Justices will be deciding whether for-profit corporations have religious rights. I'm Greg Clugston at the Supreme Court. Now here's Bob Agnew with more SRN News.
Thank you, Greg. And also at SRNNews.com, a related story is the prominent Christian relief agency World Vision says it will begin hiring Christians who are involved in same-sex marriages. The news upsetting to Peter LaBarbera, president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality.
It's so discouraging that a Christian organization like World Vision would compromise scripture on the issue of homosexuality. But what makes it worse is that even as they're compromising, they say that they are not compromising.
World Vision President Richard Stearns defends the decision, saying that the group's board prayed about it for years. Angry relatives of passengers on board the missing Malaysia Airlines plane have clashed with police outside of Malaysia's embassy in the Chinese capital of Beijing.
The relatives came streaming out of the hotel en masse, wearing matching T-shirts that said, "Pray for MH370. They were carrying banners, a variety of banners. Some were personal messages to their missing family members. Others simply said, "We want the truth from Malaysia." They then boarded buses, which they said would take them to the Malaysian embassy. Those buses were briefly halted by Chinese police, but the police weren't able to hold back the relatives. The relatives at that point simply got off the buses and marched through the streets of Beijing and walked to the embassy themselves.
That's BBC Celia Hatton, and this is SRN News.
I'd gotten a big promotion at work. Our daughter was getting married. So we thought, here we are, life's going to be great. At that point, everything changed.
When Sybil Redmond was diagnosed with cancer, her faith guided her to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
As soon as we walked through those doors at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, all my anxiety left. To know that they embrace not only you, but your faith just makes such a big difference.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, spiritual support plays an important role in our integrative approach to treating cancer.
Our pastor has been with us every step of the way, through every chemo treatment. It gives you the strength and encouragement to keep on.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit.
I firmly believe God led me here.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with complex or advanced stage cancer, call us today at 855-939-HOPE. That's 855-939-HOPE. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Illinois Republican Senator Mark Kirk says he plans to avoid what he calls a partisan jihad with fellow Illinois Senator Dick Durbin during the midterm election.
Senator Dick Durbin is the number two Democrat in the Senate, and he's being challenged by Republican Jim Oberweis. Senator Kirk says he wants to protect his relationship with Senator Durbin, and therefore he will not launch into partisan campaigning that hurts that partnership. He tells the Chicago Sun-Times he and Durbin need to pull together for the state of Illinois. Senator Durbin, meanwhile, is widely expected to defeat Oberweis in the the November midterm. Albert Weiss is a conservative state senator who won the Illinois GOP primary last week with 56% of the vote against a more centrist Republican.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. Some cold weather and a limited supply of homes. It all added up, along with higher mortgage rates, to lower home prices and home sales. They dipped in January for third straight month. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index from 20 cities showed a decline of 0.1%. This is SRN News. The Navy's top admiral says he does not see a great need for the Navy to go through another round of base closures.
Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Jonathan Greenert made the comments during a visit to Naval Station Mayport in Florida. The Defense Department requested Congress approve a new round of base closings to begin in 2017 to stop paying for unneeded infrastructure. While the Defense Department has not specified which bases might be targeted, Greenert says he doesn't see a lot of excess capacity in the Navy. He says the Navy has a good dispersion of fleet concentration areas in places like Virginia and Florida. Army officials have said they support going through base closures to align their infrastructure needs with a declining force size. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Residents of Chile's far northern coast are on edge over trembling on the ground they live on. More than 300 earthquakes have shaken the area over the past week. The unnerving activity began with a strong magnitude 6.7 earthquake March 16th. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. The time is 8:06 in the morning, and it is Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month, March 25th, and I just remembered that one. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's go to our phones for our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 57 points to 16,333. The S&P 500 is up 4 points to 1861. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 6 points at 4,233. Active stocks this morning, Oracle up 4 pennies at 38.22. Alcoa positive 7 cents at $12.08. Verizon off 15 cents at 46.86. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy up 4 pennies at 26.39, Safeway up a dime at $38.06, Bank of Commerce flat and trading at $6.84 per share. Over to commodities, gold is at $5 an ounce at $1,315, silver positive 4 pennies at 20, and crude oil off 51 cents at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. You know what? Finding out the latest. I mean, we just had Kathy Lathrop Cummings on talking about mistakes people make and when they're investing and terminology and all this. And as part of our continuing series for the next couple of weeks of learning more about investing, retirements, annuities, but you can find out from our friends at Wells Fargo. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. The weather today, gosh, what can I say except it's 53 degrees now, and it's going to be raining this week. It's going to be raining all week. 100% chance today, 100% chance tomorrow for rain, as you know. And then when you go up a little bit higher in the elevations, we're going to have snow. And they said up to 2 feet of snow up in the higher elevations. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends down there, Joe and Shelley. Discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great icy drinks. Walk next door to the meter, beat any tobacco prices in town, and of course, e-cigarettes. A full selection of e-cigarettes right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, now, one of the things that happens to me occasionally is I get a, I look at my calendars and I write down things instead of doing the, I mean, instead of looking at reality, I just look at different dates. So today, Mark Story, Haven Humane's with me today. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
We'll have Sam Paredes later on this week, in there. Anyway, my apology to everybody for, giving you false information, but it's here. It's our monthly update with Haven Humane. And I can't, we really look forward to this too. So, tell us what's going on, Mark. What's the latest?
Well, we've been busy. A lot of dogs and cats coming into the shelter lately. I think I mentioned it last month. You know, normally in December, January timeframe, we see a little bit of a lull in the dogs, and we really didn't see it. And I think a lot of it had to do with the warm weather in December and January.
Yeah.
So we really haven't seen it. So we've got a lot of dogs and a lot of cats, but we've been putting them in homes. It's been great.
I have been following you on Facebook from Turtle Bay. And I tell you what, that was absolutely beautiful. A white German Shepherd.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. And it was adopted on Saturday.
Yeah. I saw all the photos of people, their new best friends.
Yeah. And he came by yesterday to license the dog and said it's just going great. And, they're definitely really tight. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, we adopted four dogs at the outreach at Turtle Bay. We're going to be out at Turtle Bay again April 12th. They're still doing their event there, and I can't remember what the title of it was now, and I've said it a whole bunch of times, but there we go. Good Dog, Art of Man's Best Friend event that's going in there, their display. It's really cool. It's a lot of art that's dedicated to the dog, and there's some out there pieces that are really, really interesting and really cool to see. So
we're going to go by there and see that. We're going to be going by there.
Yeah, it's really neat. Yeah. So April 12th, we'll be out there again. And they're going to have a big day that day. I'm not sure what they're calling it yet, but you can check our Facebook. You can check Turtle Bay. It's a website, and it will definitely be up there, but it'll be April 12th. I think it's going to go from about 11 to 3 o'clock like we did the last couple. And, boy, I tell you, so many people come by when we're at Turtle Bay. It's pretty awesome. You know, they bring their dogs, and they talk us, talk about their dogs, and we talk about our dogs, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, let me throw something out here, is that what you all do is such a good for the community and underappreciated it many, many times, as we know. And the fact is that part of the morale building and leadership that you have to do out at Haven Humane is keeping your people up, because people get upset about animals and take it out on the first person in front of them. I mean, I know that, and I want to say that up front, that, it's kind of like people there that are working here and volunteers that we have out at Haven Humane, people should be, give them some slack there. If there's, if you've got a question or something like that, because these people are busting their hump out there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, definitely. I'm blessed with a fantastic staff that works hard every day, and they manage to smile through some pretty rough times. We just focus on the good stuff. We focus on days like Saturday when we adopted four dogs at the Turtle Bay thing. We focus on, we have a couple stories here today. We had a dog named Elliot that we put on our wish list to help get some money for. He needed a hip surgery.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. And Elliot, I'm pleased to say we got the donations for Elliot, and he actually is now in a rescue he will stay in a rescue until he finds a forever home. But we got all the money in the surgery, and he's recovering really well. You never know that he had any issues before. I mean, he's just excitable and just a great little guy. So, he'll be finding a forever home because of people's support. So that's the kind of stuff that we focus on.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the kind of things you need to. Have you had, you got things coming up like next week in April. Mm-hmm. You've got I've got something here, 10% off flea and tick prevention in April.
Yeah, so at our clinic, during the month of April, our clinic's offering 10% off flea and tick prevention, when you buy a 12-month supply, and that's for qualified, clients. So that's for low-income clients.
Okay. So that's a 10% discount on flea and tick prevention, because that's something that goes around year-round around.
Absolutely.
Here. Absolutely,
yeah. Fleas and ticks is something that you want all the time, and they can get, some pretty bad illnesses from both of them. Not to mention you don't want fleas in your house, yeah, it's very easily preventable.
I saw in Hawaii, when I was stationed in Hawaii, that, went over to people's house, had like rugs on their floor, they had dogs. The flea cycle over there was unbelievable. I mean, they're fleas hopping, and, people would be bombing their house once a week to try and break the cycle of this, but it just didn't work. It was like a flea paradise in Hawaii.
Yeah, our dogs are inside almost all the time unless they go out and they go to the bathroom, we walk them or something. And so, you know, a few years back, we're like, oh, you know, we don't need to worry about fleas. We'll be fine. And then all of a sudden I found a flea in one of the dogs, and then it was like fleas everywhere. And it's difficult to get it out. So, you know, we had to clean the whole house from top to bottom. We had to get the dogs all done. And, you know, I think we caught it early enough to where it wasn't, you know, an infestation or anything, but if I'd let it gone for another week or two and not noticed it, it could have been. So now all my dogs, whether they're inside or outside, are all on flea prevention for sure.
Well, that's what we do with Elk Killer, is that she goes out, you know, to the backyard, or she goes up to the doggy park, but she gets it every month, and along with her heartworm. So
yep,
that,
which is really important.
Well, it is really important. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Mark Story, from a CEO of Haven Humane, is with us. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning. 53 degrees out there, and if it's not raining, it will be. We'll be right back.
Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Redding Gun Owners of California is hosting its fifth annual fundraiser banquet and auction, March 29th at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join other advocates of the Second Amendment for a night of festivities, gun raffles, and one-of-a-kind auction items. All proceeds go to continue the fight for our constitutional right to own, possess, and carry firearms in California. Tickets can be purchased from Jones's Fort, 223-3223.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 8:17 in the morning, 53 degrees out there, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. And today, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, our friends who have been serving in North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. You know, Martin and his people just do outstanding work, offering warranties and guarantees 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, the thing about it, they provided, when Martin and his people came over and gave us a tankless water heater, replaced this old boiler we had. And I tell you what, it is just, you know, not only was the service outstanding, Martin came by and checked to make sure it was okay. So I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air.
Talking about that piece of steampunk technology that used to live in your basement.
Did you see that? Did you see the thing? It was green. It was one of those green boilers. You know, my guest, of course, is CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story. Mark, I had a boiler that was back there from the 50s. And when Linda bought the house, I said, did anybody say anything about this? That this technology was this old and it was, you know, and it was, you know, at then decrepit. And she says, well, they said since it was working, nobody should touch it. And I went, touch it. You should have had them replace it. So, after 5 years of Linda being able to take a bath by us heating up water on the stove and run in there with it, you know, to help supplement what was making it into the, tub. We now have a water heater that actually just, you can continuous hot water. Just, you know, you almost want to sit in there and just soak. So anyway, enough of that. Alliance Heating and Air. Mark Story talking about soaking. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You see a big smile on your face? Okay, we got, so what else is happening? We've got, what is a Whole Earth Festival?
That's a great question.
you guys come up, who comes up with all this?
No, this is through the city.
Oh, okay.
This
right.
is a, it's on Earth Day. So it's celebrating Earth Day. So it's the Whole Earth Festival. It's on April 26th, from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock in front of the Reading City Hall. And we'll have our mobile adoption unit out there, and we'll also be offering $18 microchips that day. So
$18 microchips.
Yeah, yeah.
And how much do they usually cost?
$28, I believe.
Okay, so $18 microchips. Now, here's the thing about microchips. I just saw an article the other day about people found a cat, and it was someplace in the United States, and they chipped it. And found out where the owner was. And, you know, I mean, it had been gone for months to be able to replace. I'm sorry, it was a dog. And the dog had been gone for, over a year. And it was in a, in this shelter. And they chipped it. And they found the owner. And he showed up and that dog came out. And it was just one of the most heart-wrenching, meetings, when they get back together. The dog came up and was kind of, you know, put his head on the guy's leg. It was just, you know, it was like family. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's really important to microchip your animals. You need to have a collar on them and you need to have a license on them and some ID is great, but there are chances where they can get pulled off, you know, they can slip through them. And they can lose that, but they can't lose the microchip. So if they have a microchip, we're going to be able to find the owner. Now, it's important that you keep the microchip up to date. If you move, you need to call the company and update your information. But once you do that, you know, we chip check every animal that comes in the shelter. If our animal control officers pick a dog up stray, they've got chip readers in their cars, they chip check them before they even bring them over to Haven. And so if we can call, we'll try and return them to you as soon as possible. So, we don't want your animals in our shelter. We want them back in their homes where they're yeah. loved and fed and kept warm, and hopefully you find out how they got out and fix that so it doesn't happen again. But it's really important that we do have a microchip. It's a really easy thing to do to help keep your animal safe.
As long as we're talking about that, microchipping, lost pets,
mm-hmm.
how many pets do you find that people come down to get them? Would you say a month?
Oh, that actually go back home?
Yeah, actually go back home.
It's about, it's right at about 30%.
Really? Okay. That's yeah. great. I mean, and so if people have an animal missing, if they come down to Haven Humane, there may be a chance.
Absolutely. If your pet goes missing, definitely come down, file a lost report. We don't take lost reports over the phone because what you may call a German Shepherd lab mix, we may call something different. So we want you to come down, fill out a loss report, check our kennels, make sure we don't have it. But we've actually added a new lost pets site on our website as well. So you can go to havenhumane.net, and we have a new page with lost pets, and you can actually look at that daily if your pet is gone and see all the pets that have come in that are on holding, waiting for hopefully their owners to come in. And we want to get that 30% up. And so we're trying to find ways where we can get people to actually see their animals a little bit quicker.
But, you know, that's a great idea. A web page, a pictures, you know, you put pictures on there. You know, I've rescued a dog before years ago that was on the freeway laying there. And as we drove by, it raised its head. And my buddy and I literally did a U-ey across the freeway, came back and, with me waving at people on an interstate to kind of move them to the other side. He ran out and grabbed the dog. He kept the dog for a week and then took it to the a veterinarian. And sure enough, people were looking for the animal. And you pick up dogs that are just beautiful dogs that are well fed, well kept, they're trained, and yet nobody ever comes and calls.
Yeah, it's It's something I will never understand and I will never figure out, because if my dogs were missing, I'd be down there and, you know, as soon as I found
every place.
Out, yeah, I'd be looking everywhere. But it's something that I haven't been able to figure out. But, you know, we do have a lot of great animals that come in that never have owners come looking for them. And we have, you know, like I said, a lot of animals that come in, and luckily the owners are looking for them. And unfortunately we have the other side too, where we have owners that are looking for their animals and sadly they never come in, and we want to make that reunion. So if you find an animal, it's really important. You know, if you want to keep the animal in case nobody's looking for it, and you don't bring the animal in, that's fine, but call us and give us a description of the animal that you found. So if somebody is looking for it, that we can try and match it up so they can be reunited with their family. And any vet, or you can bring it by us, we'll have chip readers and we can check for a microchip. So, you know, once you turn them into us, then, you know, we'll take care of the animal, and that's always an option as well for the strays. But a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, maybe it's meant to be, and they want to keep the animal.
It's meant to be.
Yeah, and a lot of people do, and that's how a lot of people actually get their animals.
Because they find one.
Right, but I recommend that you call in at the very least and give us a description of that animal so that if there is a family looking for it, that we can reunite them.
Okay. Well, good. So that 30%. That's not, you know, I would thought, you know, I'm saying maybe a 10% chance of that. Or, you know, I guess on the other side, I couldn't think why they wouldn't come by to see you.
Right. Now, that's on dogs. It's 30% right. On dogs. On cats, unfortunately, it's less than 2%.
Well, once a cat goes, I mean, it's like.
Yeah, it's sad, because we do have a lot of people who come in looking for cats. Unfortunately, a lot of cats don't make it into the shelter that are lost, which is sad. And we do, you know, have a few, and we celebrate every one of those because, you know, they are pretty rare, but, yeah, unfortunately, it's not as good for cats.
Okay. What else is going on here? I know we've been talking about a lot of different things that are happening. We talked about Elliot and the April adoption event.
Yes. Yeah. We actually had a contest with our staff a few months ago, and they all came up with ideas. And so we voted on it and let the staff vote on it. And the winner of that was actually the Shasta County Mutt Shots. It was actually Pug Shots originally. We changed it to Mutt Shots, so it's all of them. And it's kind of a play on, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, the shelter is like a jail. So we said, well, why don't we take the advantage of that and play off of that and make it a positive thing? So from April 14th through April 28th, all dog adoptions will be discounted. So we're asking everybody to come bail out an innocent dog from Shasta County's most wanted dog list. So they'll all have basically a mutt shot, for them on their kennels. And, we're going to play it up a little bit like that. So it'll be a fun event for it. And hopefully some folks will come in and, bail some of these guys out and put them in some forever homes.
Well, you know, you know, the pity parties, all these other ones, you know, the 100,000 mile, the cat thing where, you know, it was guaranteed 100,000, perfect miles and all this or something like that. It's really cute. I mean, you're coming up with these things, or I shouldn't say cute, but they're really good ideas to keep the interest going in people. And how's your adoption rate, would you say? I mean, is it remaining constant? Are you going up,
It's pretty constant.
You've been here over a year now.
Yeah, it's pretty constant. The staff does a really good job of coming up with some creative ideas for events. And then when we don't have events, we still have a really steady flow of people coming to the Morgan Adoption Center. You know, it's a state of the art building. You've been there. It's fun. We actually just, now that I'm on that topic real quick, we actually just had Reading School of the Arts paint both of our dog meeting rooms. You've been there, you've seen the big rooms.
Yeah.
Now they're not plain white. Now they actually look like a dog park. I want to thank Elizabeth Brown, one of the teachers there. She had one of her art classes do a mural class, and this took quite a bit of time and work from them, and they actually came over.
Came over and painted both? This has been in the last week or two?
They've been working on it for about 6 weeks. I believe that it was on the front page of Saturday's paper, in Saturday's paper in Record Searchlight, and the kids painted it. So they all did their own little dog, and I think there's one cat in it, and then I believe that she put them up there with a projector and drew them all on there. And then they painted them, but it looks fantastic. It's really bright and vibrant, and it looks like you're in a dog park. And so the meeting room. So anyway, so we have people coming through all the time. So our adoption rates have been pretty steady, and the staff works really hard to keep Facebook updated and to show those positive stories so that we can, you know, so we can get more animals into forever homes.
Well, you know, and like I said, when I, if you look at Facebook the other day from Turtle Bay when y'all were out there, it showed people and at Haven Humane itself, mm-hmm. the adoption center, it showed the people that were, that had the new dogs and they had the, had cats and all this. And it was just the smiles on everybody's faces, including the animals. I mean, if they can smile and they can, they look like they're big smiles on everybody's faces.
Yeah. Yeah. And they can. I mean, you know, you can tell from their body language that they're happy. We actually had a dog recently. I think it may have gotten adopted or went home because I haven't seen it in a couple of days. But she smiles nonstop. So she actually shows her teeth, and it's not a aggressive or
it's
mean thing.
It's not a snarl.
It's a happy thing. It's a smile thing, and it's really cute.
Well, as we know, when we look at Elk Killer, when people say that, is that she's a happy dog. And she is a happy dog. And, you know, she has that kind of look about her that she's happy. And when you see dogs that are, you know, you can see dogs that have found their forever home. There, yeah. That they seem to be different than when you're looking at them, of course, when they're being looked at by different groups of people. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and we're doing a monthly update on what's happening with our friends at Haven Humane and what we can do to help out with Haven Humane and the projects there. Carl and Bob, we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is off today. She's recovering from she's got an allergy attack. I don't know if anybody else is getting that besides me and her, but she'll be back tomorrow. And the time is 8:33 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4566. 7. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 53 degrees out there today. It's going to be raining. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a great place to go to. It's the Cheers of barbershops. I'm going to be there this week. I'm getting a little fuzzy around the ears. Huh? Okay. Hey, my guest is, speaking of fuzzy around the is my Air Force buddy. Thank you for your service. Is CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story.
Thank you for yours.
Well, you know what? It's funny that all of a sudden how 20 years goes by.
Yeah.
Or in my case, 30.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it funny how, I mean, that just, you know, you think, okay, I'm going to do it, and then I'm thinking about getting out. Because you get job offers and all these other things, and then you get offered to school, or they promote you, or, you know, something like that, or they dangle, you know, an assignment in front of you that's like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then all of a sudden it's like 15 years have gone by.
Yeah, what's funny is in a couple of months it will have been 5 years since I retired, and that's even weirder. So,
oh, yeah.
And one of my good friends is retiring coming up, so I'm going to go down to Travis' first retirement ceremony, you know. And it was weird. I saw when you fly, you do a Finney flight is what they call it. And, you go up and you fly. You usually can pick your friends to fly with, the guys that guys and girls that you flew with. And when you get down, they hose you down, in your flight suit. And it's just it's a big thing. So I actually was on Facebook, which is rare for me. And, I saw his Finney flight and him getting hosed down. I said, oh shoot, when is his retirement ceremony? So it's coming up. So I'm going to drive down and be a part of that. So.
And where's that at?
It's at Travis.
At Travis.
Travis.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, did you ever think that when you got out of the Air Force, you'd be doing this?
No, not a chance.
What'd you think you were going to be doing?
When I retired, so I was a superintendent and, you know, it was a pretty stressful job. So when I retired, I said, you know, I want to be I want a stress-free job.
you wanted a stress free.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't.
Did you talk to Ray John about this?
Yeah, that didn't happen. So, I love what I do. There's a lot of ups and downs, and it's a roller coaster ride every day. And
you've got to love this because if you don't, they don't pay you enough for this.
Yeah, and I do, and my staff, the whole team, the volunteers, the board of directors, all the people that support us, this wonderful community. That's the inspiration. That's what keeps us all going, you know, and us seeing a dog or a cat or a horse or a pig or a rabbit adopted, it makes it all worth it, you know, and it really does. It's very fulfilling. So I'm very glad with the decision I made. Now my wife is probably listening to this going, not every night you're not, but, I really am. In the end, this is really, I think where I belong, and, I think I can do a lot of good here. I think for I think the most I've felt part of the solution instead of part of the problem in this job. And I think that's, you know, the entire team feels that way. That's why we do this.
Part of the solution and not the problem. That's great. You know, and I think, you know, when Linda and I settled down here, it's because we really like Reading. I mean, I've lived all over the world and we could have lived, you know, practically anywhere in the world. And yet Reading seems to have, you know, reached out and grabbed us, and I've lived here longer than I've ever lived anywhere in my life. We have friends like Dr. Payush and Primula Danuka who could have lived anywhere in the world, and here they are in Reading, two doctors, and love this, love Reading, but, you know, and, you know, the people here, the atmosphere here. I mean, yeah, it's not like everybody agrees, that's for sure. And it's small town. Sometimes it's so small. You can't believe this is, you know, 90,000, you know, people in this city because it's like 4,000. You feel like you're in Mayberry here sometimes. You know, and you get the old Reading look. You kind of look over your shoulder before you say something because you're not sure who's going to be sitting there. And it doesn't even have to be anybody you know because it'll eventually get back to you. But it's a great place. So yeah. That's one of the things. And being part of the solution is a good reason.
Yeah. And you know, and I think that small town feel sometimes is a draw because, I think it's good to disagree as long as you agree to disagree. But you know, when we have something like the Clover Fire is a perfect example, all differences are set aside and we come together as a community.
Yes.
And we help out our neighbors, regardless of, their political beliefs or their religious beliefs or whatever. It doesn't matter. At that point, we're all community members, we're all friends and family, and we're going to help each other out. And that's something that I think that you don't get in every community, and I think we're pretty lucky to get that here.
Yeah, Women's Fund, Veterans Events, yeah, Turtle Bay, like this weekend, Gun Owners of California are going to be in here. And you see a lot of the same people at a lot of these events that are helping each other. So it's a, you know, it's just a, it's a number of things that are happening that can, you know, that are, that people do come together and forget your political differences. They just come together to help. Right. And, you know, One Safe Place is another good example of
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Okay, now you got some things happening here.
We do.
The Second Tuesday Club, again, is going to be at Dry Creek Station.
It is, yep. It's going to be April 8th at Dry Creek Station. Just go there, bring some friends, go for dinner. They've got great food.
They have great food there. Yep. And what a comeback that they've had since that fire.
Yep, and so they will donate 15% of the proceeds that night to Haven and help out the animals. So, you know, it's gotten to be a regular thing. Obviously, I go every second Tuesday, and I've got a group of friends now that go with me, and it's great because it's a great excuse to get together with my friends and have a great dinner and help out the animals at the same time. So, encourage everybody to come out and take advantage of that and help us out a little bit.
Yeah, and that's again the second Tuesday, and for the dinner on April 8th at Dry Creek Station. We'll talk about that, you know, other times. We'll be broadcasting that. Okay, one of my favorite subjects, cats.
Well, yeah, kitten cats. Season. Kitten season is in full effect. I actually walked by the kennels
it's
yesterday.
It's not really cats. Some. It's cat owners. I have this thing about cats owners. Cats are okay. Cat owners, I question.
Well, there are a lot of really good responses.
Except
cat
Martha.
Owners.
Martha, not you, Martha.
Right,
you're different.
Right.
Martha, you're different. I know you're listening. You're different. You're great. We love you, Martha. But some cat owners.
Well, clearly we have a cat overpopulation problem, and it's not exclusive to Shasta County. Believe me, it's the whole nation is struggling with it. And we offer a lot of programs at Haven for spaying and neutering. You can neuter a male cat for as little as $41. So you know, I really encourage you, if you have cats, if they're indoor, outdoor, doesn't really matter. Get them altered, get them spayed and neutered, so we can try and start you know, getting a handle on this overpopulation issue. And it's not going to happen overnight. This is going to be a long-term project. So
why don't we do like they do cows? Why don't we do a cat roundup and we push them all in and, we rope the little things and we chip them instead of branding them and we fix them, and just have like, gather them all up and put them into like big league dreams and just have a big cat neutering, day.
Probably
not a good idea.
Yeah, I see that happening.
Yeah, that herding cats thing, you know, that rodeo. Well, you know what? Here's the thing about cats is this. People let their cats go out at night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last night was one of those nights. The cats were out and elk killers there at the window, you know, barking and fighting it out with the cats who are fighting in the backyard. I mean, this is something that starts at about, 2:30 in the morning and goes on for 15 minutes. They can't fight it. 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, no, they're asleep.
Oh, you're right. They're probably asleep. Now, if people have problems with cats, they can what? What's a good thing to spray around the house? I mean, is there anything out there that people come up to you and say you can make this homemade stuff and you can spray it around and it just keeps cats out of your flower beds?
There are products that work, and there are home remedies that work. I would just suggest that you Google it.
Okay. Yeah. Because I know you can buy stuff, but it's very expensive stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you Google the home remedies, there's going to be some. Some of them are going to work, some of them aren't going to work. So, but that is always an option to keep them out of your yard.
Okay, all right. And your little cat, your cat hotel, by the way. If you have not seen the cat hotel,
the condos, yeah,
the condos at Haven Humane, you need to go down there. These are cool little cat condos.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome because they have plexiglass, so basically it helps with our spread of disease. So they place a glass front, so you can't touch them. But when you want to adopt one, we put you in a little kitty visiting room, and you can hang out with them as long as you like. But they're really nice, and their litter boxes go in a separate little area, so they have a private bathroom, and it's really nice.
Yeah,
you know, we really like our kitty condos.
Okay, when we're the save the date of June 7th. That's a couple months away, but we need to talk about it now. The dogathon, our annual dogathon, from 3 to 7 p.m. And this is going to be big.
Yeah, so we've changed up the format a little bit on our dogathon. We're still going to have the walk. We're still going to have the West Munster dog show, a family dog show. We're going to have Splash Dogs again this year, which is always a big draw. And we're going to we're going to offer it to some nonprofits to come out and set up carnival booths for the kids so they can play some games and have some fun. We want to get more families involved. We want this to be a festival. We want this to be a community event. And then we've changed it up even a little bit more. We're also going to have vendors and stuff there as well. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on during that. And that's from 3 to 7. But we changed it up a little bit more. We're going to have a Boot Scootin' Doggies barbecue and western and country concert. From basically it starts at 6 o'clock is yappy hour is what we're calling it. And then, it's going to 7 to 10 is going to be the concert. We have had a change, which I am actually excited about who we got, for the band. We actually got Cattle Rocket is going to be the band, and Cattle Rocket, for those of you that remember Nathan Thomas and the Nathan Thomas band, they've changed their name to Cattle Rocket. So they opened up for Chris Young. They're really good. They have this unique way of taking a country song and they put a little rock spin to it. So you still know the song, you know the country, and you know the country song, but they add just a little bit of almost a classic rock feel to it. So I'm really excited about that. Nathan's a great guy, and I'm excited to have him there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets for that are $25. They can be purchased at Haven.
So you're going to be like line dancing that night?
I don't know if I can prevent that, but so there may be. If I can prevent line dancing, I will, but I don't think that I'll be able to. So there may
prevent
be.
It. I thought you'd be leading it.
No.
That's an Air Force thing, right?
No, that's not.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen, because you talk about flight lines and you talk about line dancing with the Air Force, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, my guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, who is trying to disassociate himself with line dancing, which we know better. Carl in the bot, it is 8:45 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you got a question for Mark concerning what's going on at Haven Humane, adoption procedures, what to do with maybe, if you're thinking about, because things are tough. Well, I want to talk about this when we get back. Things are still tough out there, way tough. You know, that there's food, there's all different types of things that are available at Haven Humane to help you keep your animal. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
On April 1st, That Kitchen Place is celebrating their 10th anniversary.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place on Hilltop across from Best Buy.
Oh, That Kitchen Place. How are they celebrating?
In style. They'll have a week of daily giveaways, delicious food sampling, and even wine tasting from Indian Peak Winery. That Kitchen Place wants to thank the people of Reading for 10 years of fabulous business.
Where is it again?
That Kitchen Place, located at 975 Hilltop Drive.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's 8:48 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 53 degrees out there today, and it's going to be raining. It's going to be raining the rest of the week. It should be starting out there at some point. Hey, a couple of things. Of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice, whether it's a long gun or pistol. Having our gunsmith work on our guns, because John Bastiani is just an outstanding gunsmith also. He prides himself, John does, on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at a fair price. That's ammo or guns or all the equipment that goes with that, including optics. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. I want to remind everybody that we have Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day this Saturday, March 29th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall right down here on Yuba Street from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be a ceremony at the Veterans Cemetery out at Igo at 10:30 a.m. All this is sponsored by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357. Give Eddie McAllister a call at 524-7504. Again, Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, Saturday, March 29th, at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Just drop by through there. The other thing, too, is the Gun Owners of California is having a dinner and fundraiser out of Wind River, and it's going to be another great event out there. The Sam Paredes, the director of Gun Owners of California is going to be there, plus I'm sure a number of other dignitaries. And the point is there is to raise money to help continue the fight for the Second Amendment in the state of California. It's not that there's people out there. I mean, it is that there's people out there who would just as soon take away your guns, your ammo, all of this, because they don't want you to have them, because they don't want you to have them. That's the simple reason. They don't want you to have them. They don't think you should have them because you can't be trusted. Criminals, on the other hand, they can get them, but that's okay. Because they're criminals, and we got to, you know, and we can only put so many of them in jail under AB 109, and we have to turn them loose. You know, this is, you know, it's kind of a thing is that, you know, that you should be able to carry because you got more criminals on the street. And let it kind of settle itself out. Of course, probably Sheriff Pasinko and Chief Paletti don't like me to say things like that. Anyway. Our guest is CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story. Try to follow that one and follow whatever directions I'm going in that one, Mark. Anyway.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the bumper music in my officers. That's what they do every day, is trying to figure out who let the dogs out. So that's what I was working on.
Hey, you know something that's happening too, besides the annual dogathon? Colt 45s.
Yeah.
Colt 45s are really jumping forward with a lot of things they're doing here this year. They've got, and as you know, we broadcast the Colt 45 yep. games. So it's 45 nights of the Colt 45s, 45 home games this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this season.
And what they're doing is they're reaching out to different organizations that have y'all sponsor or to be the recipients of the sponsoring of it. So, what's happening there?
So, yeah, Coach Pasetti, in this form, he's Coach Pasetti. So he called me and he wanted us to do a night. And so, Saturday, June 21st, they're playing the Fontanettis, on that night.
The Fontanettis?
Yes. That's June 21st at 7:15.
The Fontanettis. Is that a music group out of, New York?
Yeah,
the Fontanettis?
I hope they play good baseball.
They will be. And in fact, the Colts this year got a whole brand new team. It's going to be great.
Yeah, they've got a great team, and they're really doing a lot of great stuff out at Tiger Field. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see when they get the seats and stuff in there. It's going to be a lot of fun to see a ball game this year. And so, come out Saturday, the 21st and support. You can get tickets at Haven Humane. You can also go to the Colt 45's website, and I'll have links to where you can get tickets on there. But on top of that, This is another thing we were talking about with a great community and a great community activity. Go out and see the Colt 45s this year. Support our local Colt 45s, and try and bring some people back to that park. He's really doing a great job at cleaning that park up, and
it's great.
And Tiger Field it's going to be a lot of fun to see a game.
You know, tickets are $5, and now 50% of what for that night, and for any time that they're having sponsored nights, veterans or any of that. Half of that goes back to the organization, in this case, Haven Humane. You get 500 people in there, which you can now seat as 500 people, I believe, in there, in nice seating. And they have, enjoy a great game. Hot dogs and a drink is something like $5. I mean, it's just, and it's good hot dogs. And then you can also rent a area out there if you want it for your own private area. There's a lot of things going on this summer with the Colt 45s, and this is just one of the things they're doing.
Yeah, and I think it's great because they are reaching out to the local nonprofits and organizations.
Absolutely.
And trying to really make this a community park, and that's what I really appreciate. And you can't get entertainment for that cost. I mean, you just can't. And those are some really good baseball kids.
That's right.
Too,
the only thing they're not serving down there is apple pie, and I'm not sure why they're not doing that.
Right. Well, maybe we'll talk to them about
hot
that.
Dogs, yeah, right. Baseball, apple pie. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, hey, you know what? Your lifeblood is your lifeblood is volunteers.
Absolutely.
And you're getting more and more of those. I am so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is you can't do it without the volunteers.
We cannot, and our volunteers are absolutely amazing. Our volunteer coordinator Wendell does a great job of keeping them motivated, but training them and putting them in the appropriate spots where they're happy and the animals are happy. I say this every time I talk about volunteers. Once you get kind of over that hurdle of getting in a regular rotation of coming in, you start realizing that it's more therapeutic for the human than it is for the animals, but it's really, really important for the animals too. So please come on out, volunteer. Our next volunteer orientation is actually this Friday night at 5:15 at Haven Humane, 7449 East Side Road. And then the one after that is going to be Saturday, April 5th at 10 a.m. Give us a call and
You don't have to clean out cages. You can do other
things in
there.
In fact, we don't really have any volunteers that clean unless they want to.
Right.
And then they help out with that. Majority of the volunteers walk the dogs, socialize the dogs, or hang out with the cats and socialize the cats. We do have some volunteers that will help out in the clinic. We have some that help out in the other areas. So, there are opportunities for anybody that wants to come volunteer for sure.
So they take the dogs for walks around the area, mm-hmm. and they, can work with them and, and all these. Because you have a trainer. Around there someplace.
We do. And volunteer without an adult with you, it's 16 and older. Obviously 16, 17-year-olds need to get parental request signed, or parental permission. But then, any kids that want to come in that are old enough to be able to handle walking the dogs or socializing the cats, they will need an adult if they're 15 and under. But we have a lot of people that do that. They come in with mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or aunt, uncle, or just a friend, and they come in and they do that as a team. And it's
that's cool.
It's,
yeah, I know you've really got neat. Those four ladies. Four ladies?
Yeah,
they come in every Thursday?
Yeah, it's three ladies, and then they have some helpers now that help out. So, it's kind of four or five now. But, they come in every Thursday, and they groom. And they come in at about 10 o'clock, and they groom till about 5 o'clock. It's pretty awesome.
One of the people writing in says your guest has an amazing voice.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
But he does have a face for radio.
Yeah, that's exactly
okay.
Right.
All right. See, we talked Turtle Bay. Kennel sponsorship gifts. Now, we did that, and
we
it's
did.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you go in there, and there's your name. And in this case, we made it out to Elk Killer and, to sponsor a kennel cage.
Right, and we still have some left. I think it's a great opportunity. We did it as well for my family, and we basically put it on there honoring some of the animals that we have and some that we've had.
Yeah.
So we still have a few left. It's $250 to get a plaque up and sponsor a kennel. For the dogs, and it's $150 for the cat condos. So we still have a few of those left. You can get more information on that on our website, havenhumane.net. It's going to be up there for a long time, and we're only doing one per kennel. So it's an opportunity, and, we are running out of them. So it's good to get on board and have that up there. So yours and mine are up there. So, I really like them. I think that it adds just a personal touch. And, when you come in, you can see that, that pride that, you've sponsored that kennel, and as many animals as we go through, we took in over 7,500 animals last year. So, that kennel had a lot of dogs in it that went to forever homes, and that was because of your help that they were able to do that. So.
Well, everybody helps, and if you don't have money, you can give time, but there's other ways too. You can donate, you can sponsor a pet. You can do things like that so that you can, just give money, say, hey, I want to sponsor something or sponsor a dog or a cat.
Yeah, you can always donate, obviously, to our general fund, which is just going to go to help all of the animals, and we're going to use that money appropriately to handle them. But there are separate stuff, too. You can sponsor a pet. You can donate to the Misty Lee donation. Misty Lee Fund helps animals that don't have owners that need medical care. You can also donate to the PALS Fund. The PALS Fund is for both senior citizens and senior animals, helping them to make sure that we can adopt them out as well and adopt animals to seniors as well. So.
Okay, so that's that. Yeah, and that's and plus you're working with veterans too.
We are, yeah. We're working with Pets for Vets. One of our behavior specialists has been working with them, and we've been working with them, so we're trying to get that ramped up a little bit to try and get some
Maybe it's a separate entity. We bring in those guys and your guys here and talk about that, Pets for Vets, because it helps people recovering from wounds.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Sure. Okay. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, as usual. I mean, you just got so many things going on, and there's so much that you're doing for our community. I mean, you've got to love this.
Yeah, I do, yes. And thank you so much for the support, and thank you to the community for all their support, and obviously our team that works hard every single day.
All right. Well, okay, thank you. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. We're talking about our friends down at 555 Cypress Avenue and how they do and how they help people and how they have the Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda that you want, new, previously owned, or car, trucks, or SUVs. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177 has been the sponsor of this last segment. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Forward together!
As protesters raise their voices outside the U.S. Supreme Court, inside, justices have been listening to arguments in two religious liberty cases challenging Obamacare's birth control mandate. The Christian owners of the Hobby Lobby craft stores and the owners of a small Pennsylvania woodworking firm object to the requirement that they provide birth control coverage for employees, arguing it violates their deeply held religious convictions. Chinese relatives of passengers on the missing Malaysia Airlines plane aren't ready to accept the finding of Malaysian officials that the plane crashed in the southern Indian Ocean with no survivors. Nearly 100 relatives and their supporters marched today on the Malaysian embassy in Beijing. Also at SRNnews.com, some rough winter weather continues to impact the housing market, not in a positive